Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. The city of Boston wants to help people replace their lead pipes, and yep, we still have some. The Boston Water and Sewer Commission knows about nearly 3,000 lead pipes delivering water to city residents, but says there could be thousands more. And people outside Boston, you are not immune. According to the EPA, approximately 9 million lead pipes are still bringing water to American buildings. Here's the thing, Boston will pay for the replacement, all of it. But people aren't necessarily taking them up on that. Boston Globe contributing reporter David Abel dug into why with a group of journalism students that he teaches at Boston University. David's here in Studio 2 with one of those students, Taylor Brokish, who is a senior in BU's communications department. So, David, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to have you, Taylor. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
So let's begin at the beginning. So we used to have lead pipes. Right. But then in 1978, the federal government said no more lead pipes. Yes.
No. 1978 is when they said no more lead paint.
That's right.
But they recognized that for many years it was understood that lead pipes were a bad thing. And they were very common a century ago, which is why older cities like Boston have lots of lead pipes. But they have been phased out over time as it was understood that there were problems. But it wasn't. It wasn't common knowledge until the 70s that this should not be happening.
Okay, now, Taylor, there is a generation that has understood this differently after the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan.
Right.
But I am curious, coming into this class, how much did you know about the risk of lead pipes, of water running through lead pipes, the likelihood that we would be seeing lead pipes in the city of Boston and surrounding areas? What did you know?
Honestly, I knew that lead was bad, and I knew that lead pipes should not be in buildings, but I didn't know how common it was to this day for buildings to have lead pipes.
And what did you think instead?
I mean, I thought that, you know, the city would be hopeful that they would want their people to be safe, and that maybe it would be more of a regulation that cities, you know, shouldn't have lead pipes, as well as I didn't know that there was no disclosure laws where it's not required for any like people selling their houses to alert future buyers about there being lead pipes in their buildings.
Fill in that blank, David.
Yeah, that's what's sort of crazy about it. So it is a requirement if you have lead paint in your home since 1978. It is a federal requirement, and I believe there are other state requirements that say you have to disclose that you have lead paint in your home. There is no similar disclosure requirements for lead pipes.
So we have also this lead is bad thing that you said, Taylor, and I'm
right.
Going to bring that home a little bit. So here's John McIsaac, who is the owner of ASAP Environmental, which is a home inspection company. They do, you know, asbestos, mold, lead. Talking to us on Radio Boston, this is September 2022.
Well, first of all, there's a misconception out there from many people in the general public is that their lead is not a problem. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, well, I grew up in an old home and look at me, I'm perfect, you know, nothing ever happened to me. And that's more often not, that's the case. Other things may have happened besides lead poisoning.
So City of Boston takes this very seriously. And to be clear, even though the EPA, for example, has a parts per billion regulation, and it depends on sort of where you look at it, we'll use the 15 parts per billion number here. It's a little more complicated than that. It's pretty much agreed across the public health world that zero is where we want to be. Even the EPA lead law, and I'm using those terms loosely, the lead and copper rule has an ultimate goal of zero.
Correct.
Right. So now we get to the city of Boston, who now is in a position, David Abel, to pay for it all.
So, yeah, and that money is coming from the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law that provided billions of dollars nationally for municipalities all around the country to replace their lead pipes. And there has been an accelerated effort. The president, even during the State of the Union, mentioned this. And the city is using some of that money to try to reach out to as many people as possible and now cover the full cost. In the past, they subsidized them in part. They paid some or most of the costs. They provided low and then no interest loans. Now, anyone who wants to replace their lead pipes can replace them for free if you live in the city of Boston. And let me just give a phone number if anyone wants to call the Boston Water and Sewer Commission, the phone number to have your pipes checked and then replaced for free by the city is 617-989-7273.
617, I'm going to do it public radio style, ready? 617-989-7273.
Got to learn that.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that is different, Taylor Brokish. They used to only provide, as David said, half the cost. And a lot of people were terrified by the costs. These can be big numbers. You had one family, it was going to cost them $16,000. Another family, $4,000. You had a church that was going to cost $15,000. These can be big numbers.
Right.
And so having somebody pay could be a really important factor.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you can get free things, why wouldn't you?
So why wouldn't people? David, you found that there was a list of like 100 that the Boston Water and Sewer Commission had?
Yeah, so we started this reporting in a sense with that question. Why are people not replacing their lead pipes?
How did you even find out that people weren't replacing their lead pipes?
I'd written about this issue a few years ago.
2021, I think, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
And so I had some sense of it, and I was interested in following up, and then I reached out to the city, and they provided us this spreadsheet, this database of people who they'd previously reached out to but had rejected the city's efforts. And in the past, those people were told they might have to pay a portion of the costs. But now the city was reaching out to them with admittedly poorly worded bureaucratic language in a letter saying, we will now cover all of the costs. The reasons that people have given us for not taking action have been all over the place. Some people thought, you know, I've lived in this property for decades. I've made it to my older age. I am fine. There are probably other things that are going to kill me. So I'm probably just not going to worry about it, especially if there's an expense. Other people have said, you know what? I just don't want the city rummaging through my basement. I don't want to take the risk of, you know, a pipe being, you know, burst and flooding my basement. There are other concerns, like there has to be some digging that has to be done, and there could be like a tree that might have to be taken down. So those are a variety of reasons that people have given for not agreeing to this. But the reality is, if you have a lead pipe, it can cause health consequences. We know that ingesting lead can lead to lifelong health problems, including cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, impaired kidneys, diminished cognition, and a range of reproductive problems.
I'm going to give you a little bit more sound here. So this is Leon Bethune, who's director of the Community Initiatives Bureau at the Boston Public Health Commission. Again, our show, September 2022, talking about remediation here in the state.
You know, there's no safe level for lead. So what we do need is to make sure that the kids, we do prevention. So primary prevention is the key now. So we're still getting, you know, about 60, 70 kids a year that are, you know, at that threshold of called lead poisoning.
So, Taylor, in doing this, you're a young person, not going to call you a kid. You're a senior in college, but you're a young person. Did you, going through this process, did you wind up feeling sort of less safe? Like, oh, I got to go home. I got to find out about the pipes in my town. Or the fact that there are cities and towns that have money now, does it make you feel more safe?
Well, yeah, actually talking with some classmates in this environmental journalism class, we've all been like, oh, we have to go home and test our pipes now. But it's a really great measure, I think, that cities are now able to do it for free, because I know that's one of the biggest barriers to replacing lead pipes that some have reported. So yeah, it's a great movement, I think.
So I do want to give a shout out to the Boston Water and Sewer Commission, who's listening, called in and said they want to give us a number, 617-989-7888 is the number they want you to use for the hotline, 617-989-7888. Okay, so what else did you guys find in your reporting?
Well, we found a lot of things. I mean, first of all, I want to say how proud I am of Taylor and my other students. They just did such impressive reporting. And Taylor found one instance that was particularly concerning, and it was that a Boston College dorm had a lead pipe and that they had known about it for what we believe is as much as 15 years, and that they never took action. They never informed their students. And when they finally did inform their students, it was only after Taylor and some other folks in our class, me including, started asking questions.
And what did you hear from students about that, Taylor?
Right. Yeah, they were shocked. Boston College had not informed them that they had lead pipes in their dorm. I remember talking with a student who he said he always, in the morning when he first woke up, he would go down to the communal kitchen in the basement of Greycliff Hall and fill up his Stanley cup with water to drink throughout the day. And was concerned that now he was going to have to change his routine and everything because of a fear of lead contamination. And other students I talked to, you know, were concerned. Like, I talked to an engineering student who didn't know anything or knew that there were, knew the dangers of lead, I should say, and was concerned that she had never been told. And it was more concerned that reporters were telling her versus her own school.
So we reached out to Boston College, invited them, asked them to send in a written statement. They did, in part. I want to read a couple pieces of it. BC Facilities regrets that due to an honest oversight, a 6-foot underground section of lead pipe at 2051 Commonwealth Avenue was not removed as scheduled in the summer of 2019. The pipe was removed during spring break on March 6th. It's important to note that there are no lead pipes in 2051 Commonwealth Avenue. All of the piping inside the building is brass and copper. They also said that the claims that BC received repeated notices from Boston Water and Sewer Commission are not supported by facts. BC Facilities has found no evidence of receipt of BWSC notices and was informed by BWSC staff that they weren't able to verify addresses for the reported correspondence. Stay with me, because we then reached out to Boston Water and Sewer, gave them the statement. They said in response, this is from the Boston Water and Sewer Commission, BWSC provided Boston College with notifications about lead service at the address in question from at least 2009, when the public portion of the pipe was replaced and BC was informed of a lead pipe on their private property, up until March 6, 2024, when the pipe was ultimately replaced. I also want to note that they complimented BC for being one of 18 places that did replace. So let's pick up that last piece in our remaining time, David Abel. Well, two questions. One, did you question any other universities about whether or not they had lead pipes leading into any of their buildings?
Yeah, well, we asked the city, do they have any records of any other university or other similar kind of institution, whether they had existing lead pipes? And the answer was no.
Okay. And two.
And that includes Boston University.
Okay. And two, what now in terms of pushing out to formal institutions, houses, churches? You talked about a church that had a $15,000 repair bill and had hesitated because they didn't understand it was for free. What comes next now?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that's a question that the Boston Water and Sewer Commission has to answer. They have put out this letter, but this letter is not worded in the most clear, direct language. And several people we interviewed got this letter, started to read it, thought it was just some other form letter similar to what they've received in the past, and dismissed it. It took us knocking on people's doors to explain to them that it was free. And then once they understood it was free, and I showed them the actual letter where it said that, they called and they had the work done. It's great that 18 property owners have replaced their lead pipes, but that's fewer than 20% of the people that they've just reached out to who previously rejected them. And that's infinitesimally small given the thousands of property owners that still have lead pipes. So it seems that the city could be doing far more to say, hey, it's free. We will pay the costs. And it's on them to actually get the word out.
And I'm just going to, you know, remind Boston University, you were teaching a class here at BU. They hold the license on WBUR. And I was a former faculty member at Boston College, just to kind of put all those pieces out. Fascinating story. I want to thank you both for coming in. David Abel, who's a contributing reporter with the Boston Globe, and Taylor Brokish, who is a senior in Boston University's communications department. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much.